Today's share in the Deir Shul Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Kuf Chof Omud Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Shin Yudalit, and we've been dealing with the halachos of opening up various containers, bottles, and cartons on Shabbos. And yesterday we began Sif Gimel on the bottom of Kuf Chof Omud Aleph, and we just remind ourselves that we said that if a container, some sort of a barrel or a chest, already has a hole in it, albeit it's somewhat sealed, then you're allowed to reopen that hole. And we continue with the very top words of Daf Kuf Chof Omud Beis, where the Mechaber brings a stricter opinion. The Yesh Omrim, there is this opinion, it's brought down in the Kolbo, the Lo Shari Linkov Nekev Yoshon. You aren't allowed to reopen up a old hole. Ela b'chovis shel cheretz, only if it's an earthenware type of a barrel. She'ein hastima mehudekes yofeh, because only in such an earthenware type of a barrel will the seal that you put on it not be such a strong seal, and it won't look like you're opening up a new hole in a barrel. However, the Mechaber says, avol b'chovis shel eitz, if you're dealing with a cask or a barrel that's made out of wood, she'mahatkin ma'od ha'eitz shesot minba, when you plug it up with a piece of wood, you put it in extremely tightly and well, and you close up shesot minboha nekev, you're closing up the hole that was originally there, and then with the piece of wood that you put in there, v'chotkin rosho, you chop off any excess wood that's now outside the barrel, so you have a very smooth, filled-in hole, al dash lo lotzio, and you're obviously never going to be able to take this piece of wood out of that hole, vade nirish is a nekev chodosh yosu. So if you now make a hole over here, it looks like you're making a new hole, and therefore it is osur. So there's a much more stricter opinion over here that's brought down in the name of the Kolbo, this Yesh Omrim. And the Mishnah Berurah explains this if cutting your test, Zui das Kolbo, as we just pointed out from the Ber Hagola, this is the opinion of the Kolbo. V'ayin be'el Yerabba, however, the El Yerabba disagrees. And he writes, Shekosa the Shar post completely goes there, that many other posts can argue with the Kolbo. And the Eli Rab himself, Uposak Kimosim, holds like these other more lenient poskim. V'chein Posak B'Nachlat Tzvi, there's also the opinion of the Nachlat Tzvi. However, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, Avol Prima Godim V'chai Yodim, these two great Achronim, Mashma Deyesh Lochush L'Hachmir Kidas Yeshomrim. They are concerned about this more stricter opinion of the Kolbo and say you should be Machmir like it. In the Shaar HaTzion, Os Chof with an asterisk over here, he brings down from the Shulchan Aruch HaGraz, the Yesh Lahokil B'mochim Tzorach Godo, the one should maybe paskin like this more machmir opinion, but if it's a need, if it's extenuating circumstances, a great need, then you can paskin like the more lenient first opinion brought down by the Mechaber. Now we go to Sif Dalet. The Mechaber writes, a barza, there's a bung or stopper or spigot over here, shebechovis, in the barrel. Vein odem yochalotzia, and it's tightly stuck in and you can't bring it out. Mutu likach barza acheris, so you can go take another type of a spigot over here. Ulahakos biosa barza, and you can replace the original bars. I'm not sure if you knock the original bars into the barrel or you somehow by knocking it, you replace it. I don't exactly know the mechanism over here, but you're putting in this new bars in the place where the old bars was. That's permissible when you're going to bring out some wine from the barrel over here on Shabbos. There is no Mishneh Berurah. The Ramah just says, Hago obuvach lo yeh habarzo rishon neged hashmarim. But that hole has to be not below the shmarim, below where the volume of water or wine is coming out, kimo shekosu siv beis, that we already learned in yesterday's shir. And this is brought down by the Beis Yosef in the name of the Shiboli Leket. Sif Hei, the Mechaber writes, Mutur liten kone cholol, a person is permitted to take some sort of a hollow reed and to place it bechovis o barza, and to place it in the barrel or through the spigot. And the Ber HaGola says this addition is from the Beis Yosef. And the purpose of inserting this hollow reed, this straw-like structure, is lahotzi yayin, to bring out the wine from inside this barrel. And this is allowed, even though the straw was never in this barrel beforehand. But since this barrel has a hole in it, as can clearly be seen in the issue for number 17, Klomar, Litin and Sakona Benekev Hakayim Kfar Bechovis, brought down by the Shiboli Leket, as brought down in the Beis Yosef. So therefore, there is already a pre-existing hole that is now in some way covered up, and you're sticking this straw through it to take out the wine that is permitted. The Mishnah Berurah explains, and Siv Katan Chof, Shahari Omeid Umiyuchad Lekach, this hole that's been stuffed up is made for this insertion of the straw, and therefore, Ve'eno Mesakin Kli, it's not cool that you're making this barrel now have a hole in it, which it would not be allowed. However, the Mishnah says, "Nira de osur litkoa hetev bechasko bisedos." You can't go and plug something in over here and put it in very, very tightly. The Yesh was emishum gemara melacha, because that would be a makab apatish problem. That would be finishing off this kli over here, and that's not allowed. Now, the Yeshiva number 18 brings down from the Chazon Ish that he writes, Shemotu litkoa esakona heite b'chazoka. He disagrees with this Mishmur and does allow you to tighten it in tightly over here. Because he says, by placing in this straw over here, this hollow reed, that's done litzorech hazormas hayayin darko. That's for the wine to come out. Umiyad le'achamikein, you'll see a sakon, and you're going to eventually remove this straw. You don't leave it in there permanently. And therefore, he says, domehu ledin shel kisui hakelim. This is similar to the din that we had discussed already previously in Simon Shin Yud Gimel, that you're allowed to open and close the cover on a pot or a lid on something, even though it's tightly stuck on it, because it's called a lid. And he says, Nira mikach shaposkim stotnu v'kosu shemutal osei kanal osei sayan. He says, in the fact that the poskim didn't mention about not putting it on very tightly, not putting this straw in very tightly, it must mean that he's right, and that's why the poskim didn't mention it, and there's no problem in putting it in even tightly. However, the Chazon Ish himself says, I'm not so quick to argue with the Mishnah Berurah over here, who says Yechayev Achatas, and therefore he says Lamaisa, he's not sure that he would do it. He then brings out an interesting discussion in the next paragraph of footnote number 18 in the Dirsha footnotes. What about attaching a needle to a syringe, and it's a syringe that's only used one time? So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal brings down, Sha'afopi sharkovas ha-machat nasas b'choski, even though you're attaching this needle very tightly onto the syringe, which sounds very much like what the Mishnah Berurah says over here is osur, he says, nevertheless, it's not similar to the straw inside the barrel, which the Mishnah Berurah says you're not allowed to put in tightly, but you can put in the needle onto the syringe, a one-time usage syringe, and put it on very tightly. And he says the difference is, because when you're putting in the very tightly put in straw, this hollow reed, into the barrel, it looks like you're fixing the barrel. But when you're using a one-time syringe over here, it's clear that that's not a permanent structure, and therefore you're using it over here just to allow the contents of the syringe to be put into whatever you're putting it into. And there's also the opinion of a Yashiv Zatzal. However, he does bring down from the Chazon Ish that he disagrees and would say that this is comparable and would hold that this is also to do over here if you're tightening it in very hard. In Sivkot and Chafalot, the Mishnah Berurah says about putting in this hollow reed, this straw, if you don't put it in very tightly, even if this straw has never been in there before, it's permitted. So the Mishnah Berurah says, V'afal gav she'ini yodeya im yagia l'midoso, even though you're not sure if this straw is going to be perfectly good for doing this, and you may have to adjust it, as we bring down in the Shaar Tzion, Oschav Beis, the Rashi and the Ran, who say, Lo chayshinon shemo yovel osakna, we're not concerned over here, therefore afilu hochi mutu, the Mishnah Berurah says, it's permissible. He says, V'ayin in the Beis Yosef, shekos shenir midir Rambam. The Beis Yosef brings down from the Rambam his understanding of the Rambam. Even though this reed over here is not fully made, the chaseiro shum tikkun, and it's lacking some sort of a finalization. Nevertheless, if you can't put this semi-formed straw reed in there, we're not concerned that you come to adjust it. Now we continue in the Mechaber. He writes, however, avolitein ole shel hadas, but to put in a leaf of a hadas of a myrtle inside this hole, benekiv shebuchovis, sheha ole osui kemarzev vayayin zov derosham, and this leaf will serve sort of like as a gutter. It will serve somewhat like a spout over here. That is not allowed. Lo, that you can't do. Why? The gazrinan, because the Mechaber says we make a gzera over here, shelo yisakin marzev liyeno. We don't allow you to make a spout for the wine, shipo layayin lesochov yelech lemerochok, that would allow the wine to go out a distance from the barrel. Because when you take the leaves over here and you make it into a spout and you fold it over, it looks like kain marzev. It looks like a spout near a kosa marzev, and that's not allowed. And this is not comparable. Velo domila barzo kona. It's not like a spigot over here or the reed. Sheino osibo shum maisa. You're not doing anything to it. You're not folding it over. You're just sticking it in. So there's a difference over here between folding over these leaves and making it like a spout versus sticking in the hollow reed. The Rama adds, Hago, v'yesh matirim, afilu ba'ola shel hadas. He's more lenient, and he says there are those that allow this latter thing that the Mechaber prepared with the leaves of the hados. And he says this is allowed, but mokum sheish lo harbe ketumim, as long as you have many folded leaves over here, vein locho shem yiktum, and we're not concerned that you're going to have to pluck off any more if the first one doesn't work. And this is brought down by the Rush and the Torah. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut chav beis da the mechaber shekos of tama isra mipnei shenira kaosa marzi. The reason that the mechaber wrote because it looks like you're making a spout over here, and the Ramah says the reason is Rama Masayim ve'ein locho shem yikdom. You're not concerned over here that you may come to cut off more leaves. This is in fact pluksu da moroi v'gemara. This is actually machlokas amoroi in the gemara. Chadamar, the first opinion says tama isra shemo yasamarzi, like the mechaber, that you may come to make a spout. The other opinion, chadamar gzeiro shemo yikdom me'olim in anaf litno lechavis. You may come to go and take some more leaves off from the tree, and that would be an issur of removing the leaves from the tree. So the Gemara asks, Farmino, my Benai, what's the difference between these two reasons? They both say it's osur. So the answer is, the katim, if it already is cut off before Shabbos, umanchein, it's lying there on the ground. According to this, hainu, shaylo harbe ketum, if you have many such leaves already folded over, muchonim erev Shabbos lezeh, that are prepared on erev Shabbos for this purpose, ulekach ein locho shem yovelitum, we're not concerned that you're going to cut off any more. But according to one that says we're concerned about making it into a spout, also even if you have many of them, it's still not allowed. According to the Man D'Yomar, Shemo Yiktom, however, it would be permitted. Shorei. How do we paskin? Uposik, the Mishnah Berurah says, Harosh Vahatur, that we just brought down in the Ramah, Kiman D'Yomar, Shemo Yiktom. We are concerned over here that you may come to cut off more. And therefore, the Shaar Tzion brings down, Im Ein in Oz Chav Gimel, Im Ein Lo Elo Echad, Yesh lochu shem yiskalkel also echod. You have to be concerned if he only has one that one will get ruined somehow. And the Torah therefore says that we're concerned you cut off more. In the Bach, however, he writes the dafku bahar b'hudushar. You must have a lot in order for it to be allowed. Velo b'shnai v'shlosh, not even two or three. And he says this seems to be opinion of the Rav as well, as brought down by the Tosefet Shabbos. Siv Vav. The Mechaber writes mutul ahatiz rosh hechovis b'sayif. You're allowed to go take a sword and chop off the top of the barrel. Rosh hechovis. The lav lePesach mechavin, because they're clearly not doing this for the purpose of just opening up and making a utensil over here. Kivish Mesa Rosha, you're cutting off the whole top of the barrel. And the Mishnah Berurah explains in Sifkan Chav Gimel. Therefore, since the Ain Binyan Nusir B'Kenel, we're not concerned at all about the barrel itself, building it or deconstructing it. Umayir Bichov is Gerua. We're talking as well here about a barrel that's not a very good barrel. Shemudbak Shvarel B'Zefes. It once had been broken, and now it's attached together again with some sort of a pitch. V'lo B'Shleiman. We're not talking about a brand new barrel. As we've already learned. And if you want to chop off just the top part of the cover, then even if it's a new barrel, it would be allowed. Because the low mikre shavira, that's not called destroying it. Because the top of the cover is not really attached to the barrel itself. The issue foot number 19 brings down, according to the Vilna Gaon, there is no such issa from the Torah, but it's an issa derabbanan. Because you may come to try and make a nice hole. And therefore the Chazon Ish writes, if you're not interested in making a nice hole, it would be permitted. Shirak ba'osa nekev b'tzido shalachovis, only if you do it on the side of the barrel, where there you are definitely going to be trying to make a nice hole, is it called makah b'patish. The issue foot number 20 is an extremely important footnote, which we don't have the time to go through in details, but he talks basically about various types of modern bottles and containers, what you are or not allowed to do. So you have the sodas, for example, the can of soda that has a flip-top removable piece on the top. So he brings down in the first paragraph of footnote number 20 in the Dirshu footnotes from the Chazon Ish, Shemutu la'asiro me'habakbuk. You can take this off the bottle. Even though when you're opening it up, ma'akminis hapakak, you're bending this top of the can. That's not a problem. This is no different than a barrel cover. And there's no problem in removing this barrel. We don't find that that's called destroying it. And the Chazon Ish adds, even though, as we'll see, if you have tops over here that are made out of metal, there is a problem. Since this is only there to keep the bottle closed until it's ready to be opened, the lolitzorach shimushnosav, and it has no ability to be put back on it. Therefore, when you break it over here, it's considered over here like you're using the utensil, the lo kistira, not like you're breaking it. An additional reason he brings down, she'ein bi'ikum zeh mishum isasosa, this breaking it or bending it is not even called breaking it. Shemishoa shehitku esapakak ala bakbuk, when you put this on it, bought the minotaur's kli, it doesn't have the status of being a kli. Omed hu lis'akim b'sichoso, that's the purpose over here, to bend this off, and therefore lo shayach bo isar stira, it doesn't have an isar stira over here. He brings down other reasons as well. Then he goes to removing some sort of a bottle cap that has metal rings on it. And there, you're leaving behind the metal atara, a metal ring on it. He says that's basically problematic. As opposed to if it has a plastic ring that's left behind it, more poskim say that that's permissible. This is a complicated footnote. Ayin in the rest of this footnote for these details. In general, it's always preferable to open these things up, if at all possible, before Shabbos to remove any such problems. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Chav Dalet says you can chop it off with a sword. The klishim alach leiser mutar l'taltal shokufa. How are you allowed to move a sword? The Mishnah Berurah is asking. So he says, he reminds us that if this kli, which is normally used for forbidden things, but you're allowed to use it l'tzorach gufo, tzorach mekomo. Here you're using l'tzorach gufo, using it because you need the sword. Sif Katan Chav Hei. You're allowed to chop it off because you're not making an opening over here. You're just allowing yourself easier access to the container's contents. This is only allowed, however, he brings down from the Eliyahu Rabbah, the name of the Marshal, when you have guests over here. And the reasoning behind this, as brought down in Dishu foot number 21, is, according to the Chazon Ish, you're just demonstrating over here that you want to be able to give them as much as they want. So you're making the opening nice and big, and not because you're intending to make an opening over here. And therefore, it's not a real opening that you're making over here. You're just destroying it in order to be able to take out as much wine as you want to give to your guests. The Mishnah Berurah continues. And you can also remove some sort of a leather that's on top of the barrel of wine. But you can't be wanting to make it over into a flow, like a spout, where it will come out well. And this is brought down the name of the Tosefta. B'chaba continues, but to go and make a puncture over here in the side of the barrel, whether you're doing this in the side of the barrel or in the side of the lid, also, you're not allowed to do this. Afilu baromach, even with a spear, shows a nekev gadol veino domel pesach, which makes a very big hole and certainly doesn't look like you're making an opening over here. The kivin, the heavy mitzida, because if you're doing it on the side, vade lepesach mechavin, because that's where you make openings over here and not just to get to the inside of the contents by just destroying the kli. The Mishnah Berurah explains as if cut in chavav, the nekev heriukose pesach lechavis. When you make a hole on the side, that's like making an opening really over here for the barrel. The afilu nekev katan, even a small little hole, they can't allow stuff to go in or out. Gam can also be the rabbanon, as we already pointed out previously. So this is true whether you do it on the lid itself or in the barrel itself. However, there is a chilek. The linyan magufa, in regards to the lid, ain't no also be nekev because there elokishosa nekev mitzida shel magufa. In the lid, it's only also if you do it on the side of the lid, but not on the top of the lid. That would be allowed, as we will learn. However, in the barrel itself, also you're not allowed to make a hole anywhere, on the side or on the top. Why did the Shulchan Aruch say on the side? That was Mishum Magufa Nokat. That's specifically only for the Magufa, because on the top of the barrel, you can't do it either. It's not only on the side. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkat and Chavzayim, because you're obviously making a Pesach when you do it on the side. The Eino Mechayv Le Pesach, if you weren't interested in a Pesach, Ela Harchiv Motza Yain, just to allow you better access to the wine, Hoyalov Tochas and Magufa, you should have just taken off the lid. Avo Kishinoke B'Magufa L'Mala, but when you make a hole in the lid on the top, Al Karchach Lav Le Pesach Mechayv, you're obviously not doing it to have a Pesach over here, Shein Derech Lasso Shom Pesach, that's not the normal place to make a Pesach on the top, you make it on the side. Because if you make it on the top, you're allowing things to fall into it possibly, which you wouldn't want. Shelo Yiplu Ofor Utsrois, so you shouldn't have dirt or pebbles fall inside of it. And that's why the Mechaber says, V'likova magufa l'mala mutter, to make a hole in the top of the lid would be permissible. The lav l'pesach Mechaber, obviously they're not doing that for an opening over here. Shein derech lasos pesach l'mala, because as we just pointed out, we don't make an opening here on the top. El notel kol magufa. If you wanted to make an opening on the top, you just take off the lid. Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Chav Ches says, afilu b'chavish shlei moshari, even if the barrel has an intact barrel, not a broken barrel that you patch together, it would be permissible to make a hole on the top. Shein amagufa chibul chavish, because the lid is not considered attached to the barrel, as we've already learned, l'chanal b'sifkat and Chav Gimel. U'mestavet de bezel l'kuli amamot, everybody would agree this is allowed, even afilu shlo b'fnei archim, even if there aren't guests over there, so it's not obviously demonstrable that you're doing it for the guests. Siv Zayin. The Mechaber writes, Chosam Moshe B'Kelim. You have various types of fastenings on top of the utensil. For example, Gon Shida, Tev, and Migdal, the various types of chests and boxes that you have. Shakisu Shalem, Koshub, and Bechevel. Their lid is kept on them with some sort of a rope. Yochel Latir, you're allowed to untie the rope, or the Chotchu B'Sakin, or to cut it with a knife, or the Hatir Kliyosu, or to undo any braiding that's over here. Mishnah Berurah explains the Sifkon Chavtes. We're talking here that they were sealed, they're closed off with the ropes. Who's Loshon Skiru, Klomar Shakisu, Shalhab Sogur, Bekishre Chavolim. You're holding the lid on tight with these ropes. Sifkon Lamid, you're allowed to go and untie it. The Lav Kesher Kamahu, this is not a permanent knot. Shari Lahatu, Tomu Wasu, it's made to open and close. Sifkon Lamid Aleph, the low Mikre Soser, we don't call it destroying when you cut it with a knife. Mishum Delav Stiru Gemur, it's not a complete destruction. And also Bekalim Lukuliyama, and there's no problem over here with Kalim. As opposed to Mashen came Bishviris Posacha Shel Eitz or Mateches, if you have some sort of a lock on the top that's made of wood or metal, that would be real Stiro Gemura, Vishayachah B'Kalim, and that would not be allowed even by Kalim. This concludes today's share.